Good morning. It's Thursday, the 7th of May, 2026. This is 3 before 9 from AI in Asia's intelligence desk. Yesterday, we tracked ByteDance asking Chinese users to start paying for Doubao, TSMC restarting its $17 billion Longtan fab for Angstrom chips, and Pinecone planting a Singapore flag. Today, the story is bigger. The Asia II stack is being rewired in front of us. Huawei is locking in chip dominance. Malaysia is quietly winning the data center race. And the frontier labs are coming for India's IT services giants. Let's start with Huawei. Huawei is now expected to book around $12 billion in AI chip revenue this year. That's up from $7.5 billion last year, which is roughly 60% growth in 12 months. The forecast is built on real orders from Alibaba, ByteDance, and Tencent for the Ascend processors. What pushed it over the line was DeepSeek's V4 model, released in late April. DeepSeek optimized V4 first for Huawei's silicon. Not NVIDIA's. Huawei, Cambricon, and Huygen all completed day zero adaptation, which means cloud buyers could deploy the new model without waiting on drivers from anyone in California. Here's the kicker. NVIDIA's chief Jensen Huang has confirmed that his company's share of the Chinese AI accelerator market has gone from roughly 95% 2 years ago to zero today. Morgan Stanley reckons that domestic Chinese chip market hits $67 billion by 2030. Why does this matter for Asia? Because the AI compute stack is now firmly bifurcated. One side runs NVIDIA, the other runs Huawei. If you're an enterprise buyer in Singapore, Tokyo, Seoul, or Sydney, that means harder portability calls every time your China team or a Chinese partner standardizes on Ascend. If you're a regional cloud provider, you've got a real choice to make. Stay NVIDIA only. Support both stacks, or carve out separate Chinese spec capacity while Beijing's domestic chip order book quietly turns into the world's second largest after the US hyperscalers. Okay, story number two, and this one's been hiding in plain sight. Malaysia has quietly become Asia's AI compute hub. DigiTimes reported this week that Chinese cloud providers, led by ByteDance and Alibaba, are accelerating a southward shift, deploying NVIDIA's B200 systems inside Malaysian data centers. The big number here is 36,000. ByteDance has secured access to roughly 36,000 Blackwell GPUs through a $2.5 billion arrangement with Malaysian operator Aulani Cloud and integrator Avas. The chips sit physically in Malaysia under terms NVIDIA says comply with US export rules. Why Malaysia? It's a very Asian answer. Permissive build approvals, available power, tax incentives, and proximity to Singapore's submarine cables. Amazon, Google, Microsoft, and Tencent are all expanding alongside the Chinese arrivals. So what does it mean? For regional enterprise buyers, Malaysia is becoming the default place to land AI workloads that need both Chinese-grade demand and US-grade silicon. That's reshaping latency, sovereignty, and pricing decisions across the rest of ASEAN. Singapore is increasingly the design and finance front office. Malaysia gets the megawatts. And for policymakers in Jakarta, Bangkok, and Manila, it's a clear signal. The next wave of foreign direct investment will follow grid capacity and zoning rules, not headline AI strategies. And our third story today. The Frontier Labs have just stepped onto the lawn of India's IT services industry. OpenAI and Anthropic both launched dedicated enterprise services ventures this week. They've moved beyond model APIs into the integration and consulting work that has long underpinned Indian IT. OpenAI's vehicle is called the Deployment Company. It raised over $4 billion at a $10 billion valuation, with backers including TPG, Brookfield, Bain Capital and SoftBank. Anthropic's parallel $1.5 billion venture is anchored by Blackstone, Goldman Sachs and Hellman and Friedman. Indian outlets, including Business Standard and InShorts, framed it bluntly. This is a direct challenge to Tata Consultancy Services, Infosys and Wipro. The wrinkle: Infosys has just inked its own partnership with OpenAI on the Topaz Fabric platform. Here's why it matters. India's IT services industry is a roughly $250 billion export business. It is the largest single source of white-collar AI deployment talent in Asia. When the labs go direct to enterprise customers, they compress the layer where Indian integrators have historically priced their work. That forces TCS, Infosys, Wipro and HCL into a real decision: co-sell with the labs or move higher up the stack into proprietary AI products. And don't think this stops at India. The template now exists for frontier labs to bypass system integrators everywhere. Japanese and Korean IT services groups will feel the same pressure, and probably soon. And now, the AI in Asia view. Three stories. One through line. The AI infrastructure layer in Asia is being rewired in real time. And the rewiring is favoring the players who already control compute, capital, or distribution. Huawei is locking in domestic chip dominance because Beijing's biggest buyers have decided supply security beats portability. Malaysia is winning data centers because its grid and its regulators move faster than its neighbors. And the labs are taking direct enterprise relationships because they can fund the integrators that traditionally bridged that gap. What changes next is the conversation in every Asian boardroom that thought AI strategy was a 2027 problem. Procurement now has to model two parallel chip stacks, sovereign data center options that didn't exist 12 months ago, and AI vendors who want to do the integration work themselves. The buyers who decide first will pay less, deliver faster, and earn the runway to build proprietary models on top. The ones who wait will inherit whatever architecture the regional cloud providers decide for them. That's your three before nine from AI in Asia's intelligence desk. Three stories down. Now go own the day. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning. Have a great Thursday.